May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, our Lord, our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Turn your Bibles in Matthew 2, verse 11. Matthew 2, verse 11. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. It's a familiar passage, especially for today. The three gifts had actually been prophesied earlier in Isaiah and other places that the Gentiles would present gifts to the king. The gold represents Christ's office as king. The frankincense as Lord God, as offering incense to the Almighty. And myrrh was actually an embalming fluid which was used for a dead body. So this is a foreshadowing of the reason that Jesus came here. One of his vocations was to die. We as Christians need to be able to give and to receive gifts just the way that the wise men did. And I trust today is not too difficult a task to give the gifts, but sometimes the receipt of the gifts and the vocation can be an issue. Certainly the gift of myrrh for a newborn infant was not easy for the parents to accept. Perhaps in some way it was not easy for our Lord to accept this vocation of coming to this earth to die for our sins. But we as Christians need to accept these gifts that God gives to us. Everything that God gives to us as a gift is not necessarily the thing that we enjoy or the thing that we like. A lot of us in this room probably are working in a vocation that we don't enjoy. I know I studied philosophy in college and I enjoyed it, but there came a time to get a job and to support myself and my family, and I got into business and I found that I had some attributes in that area and learned to love it. But it wasn't the first gift that I accepted willingly. So again, we as Christians need to learn to give and to accept the gifts that God gives us. All good gifts come from God, and it's for us as Christians to glorify not ourselves, but to glorify God. And in accepting these gifts, we will glorify God, and all things will work out for good, for all of the good gifts that God gives to us.
Please allow me to make a corporate confession of faith. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and maker of earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost and born of the Virgin Mary. Now, in that start of the Apostles' Creed, we set out our items of faith that we celebrate at Christmas time. Hundreds of years before Christ was born, prophecies were made that he would be coming as our Redeemer and our Savior. It was prophesied that he would be born of a Virgin Mary, that unto us, or born of a virgin, unto us a child would be given, unto us a son would be born, and that he would be born in Bethlehem. All these prophecies about Christ our Redeemer, were fulfilled in the fullness of time, so that at the time of Christ, that greatest turning point in history occurred as we celebrate the incarnation of very God in human flesh, to redeem us from our sins, the only one who could. And so we say, come, thou long-expected Jesus.